States previously plagued by BLM riots ready National Guard in case of Election Day unrest. By Catherine Hamilton on November 4, 2024. Several states, including some Democrat-run states plagued by Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots in 2020, have readied the National Guard in case violence breaks out on Election Day. Washington Democrat Governor Jay Inslee announced on Friday that he has activated some National Guard members to be on standby Monday to Thursday in case they need to assist local law enforcement. Seattle, Washington, was the home of the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, that far-left rioters established after the death of George Floyd. Inslee said the move is precautionary, but pointed to election-related unrest that has occurred ahead of Tuesday. On October 28, devices with Free Gaza written on them were allegedly detonated inside ballot boxes in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington. The Portland Police Department believes the incidents are connected. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has warned that threats to election infrastructure during the 2024 election cycle remains high, Inslee wrote to the National Guard. Oregon Democrat Governor Tina Kotek told local media on Friday that she has the National Guard on standby and said any voter intimidation is un-American and will not be tolerated. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, D., told KTVZ that city police bumped up staffing as a precaution for the election. He added that no current information suggests unrest, but said there is a lot of uncertainty and tension in our community. Portland was another city ravaged by rioters in 2020. Nevada Republican Governor Joe Lombardo announced October 28 that 60 National Guard members are on standby in preparation for a safe and smooth election day. This decision, which mirrors the state's routine preparation for past elections, was made after consultation with election officials and state leaders. It is one of many proactive steps the state is taking to ensure all possible resources are in place for a timely response to any challenges that arise, Lombardo said. In Washington, D.C., more than 3,000 officers will work 12-hour shifts during the election, Police Chief Pamela said at an October 29 press conference. Businesses near the White House are also boarding up in case unrest breaks out. U.S. Secret Service has also erected 8-foot-high fences around the White House and Vice President Kamala Harris's residence in case of unrest, The Washington Post reported. The Secret Service is working closely with federal, state and local partners in Washington, D.C. and Palm Beach County, Florida to ensure heightened levels of Election Day safety and security, the agency said in a statement Sunday. These enhancements are not in response to any specific issue but are part of wide-ranging public safety preparations for Tuesday's election.